Hello, writers. This is Laura Purdy Salas, and this is my weekly audio roundup of life for a working children's writer. It is March 8th, 2019, and it has been a super busy week, so let me catch you up. As far as writing fresh materials, I worked on an introductory poem for a poetry collection that is a collaboration with a poet and writer friend. So we sent it off to her agent, or an excerpt from it, and she felt like some things were unclear, and it is a very complex collection. So we're trying to revamp it a little, add an introductory poem and a conclusion poem, and do a few things that sort of make the overall big picture of this collection make more sense. I've also been working on my Loons picture book. This is the one that I'm documenting in brief videos for my patrons. This week I have done quite a bit of research, reading books and online. I have been thinking about possible structures for the book, possible internal and external conflicts for the narrative. I chose two different structures that I want to play with. They're very different, so we'll see. I started thinking about the actual events of the book. So I didn't write a draft, but I just started outlining, you know, here are some of the things that are going to have to happen in this book. The loon hatches and so forth. So we'll see. But I'm having a lot of fun thinking about it. For Magic, that is a picture book manuscript that has already been acquired by a publisher. And I sent that off to a meteorologist because it has to do with a weather topic. And so he's going to, you know, read it through for accuracy for me, which I'm really grateful for. For speaking, I have been doing a lot of prep work for, I have a bookstore event next weekend, not this weekend. And then the weekend after that, I will be at a book festival. And there will be a radio interview, which I'm nervous about. And then not long after that, I have a week-long poetry residency at an elementary school. So I've been working on my lesson plans for that. So this next couple months, I just have a lot of events going on, which is awesome, but it's a lot of prep work. So I'm just trying to keep my head above water on that stuff. And let's see. Oh, for my 2019 books, so my spring Poetry Palooza books, I have been doing promotional stuff, basically trying to keep up with when reviews go live. I share them on social media and I add them to my website. And it's a little tricky because I've got emails from the publishers, you know, saying, oh, here's a great review. It's going to appear in the March, April edition of Hornbook or whatever, but I can't share it until it actually appears in print. So I know about it, but I can't put it on my website yet and can't share it. And I don't know when it's going to be published. So just trying to keep my ear to the ground so that when I know things go online or come out in print, that I can then add those things to the various places I need to add them to. One of my Poetry Palooza books, which is Night, or In the Middle of the Night, Poems from a Wide Awake House, that one comes out this coming Tuesday, March 12th. I am super thrilled about it. It has beautiful art from Angela Madison, and it is kind of, it's a, you know, what I would call a traditional poetry collection. The poems are imaginative, they're all made up, they're about what your toys and household belongings are doing in the middle of the night while you're asleep. And I'm just so delighted with the way it came out. So I'm excited for launch day. let me see, I don't want to miss anything here. I think that is about it. I can't remember if I mentioned, so the blog tour for my 2019 books. This blog tour is for In the Middle of the Night. So starting Monday the 11th, for 2 weeks, each day a different blogger is posting about my book. And some of them sent me interview questions, right away when this was set up by my publisher about a month ago. And boy, it's really time consuming to do those interviews because, you want to give something meaningful. You don't want to answer the same information for every blog post. So all that stuff is always more time consuming than I think it will be. And then I'm getting, a number of bloggers who are just now contacting me saying, hey, I'm hosting you on the blog, next week. Can you answer some questions? And of course I can because I'm thrilled that they're willing to, showcase my book. But I had just kind of assumed if I didn't hear from them back when the blog post was set up, that they were just going to do a review or whatever they wanted to do with the book, share a poem from it or whatever. But it turns out that most of them still want to do interviews, and so that means I have a whole bunch of interview questions to answer this coming week and today. And I want to say thank you to my new patrons this week. Kim Urband, forgive me if I misspeak your name, as a person with a last name of Purdy growing up, my name always got slaughtered, and I really feel bad when I do that to other people's names. But my new patrons this week are Kim Urband, Tanya Konerman, Rona Sheerden, Patricia Kester, Tina Wheeler, and Darshana Kiani. I really appreciate you guys and your support, and I have a lot of great things coming up for patrons and some things just on my website for all writers that will be there, thanks to you guys. So I appreciate you. I think that's about it for this week. I had a so-so lunch today, and we're going to be snowed in tomorrow, it sounds like. So I think I am off to get myself a very unhealthy specialty donut that is just calling my name. So I'll talk to you next week. Hope you have a great writing week.